Welcome to Focus Carolina, an exclusive program sponsored by the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. My name is Chancellor Carol Folt, and I'm excited to share this series of interviews with our Carolina faculty here on WCHL.
Carissa Hessick is interested in increasing transparency in the election of prosecutors. Through her research at the School of Law, she hopes to create a national database that shows campaign contributions given to elected prosecutors. This information will also be available for other researchers to analyze.
The daughter of a naval officer, Professor Hessick, has lived and worked all over the country before and after attending Columbia University and Yale Law School. She's found a home in Chapel Hill and a job she loves, directing the Prosecutors and Politics Project at Carolina.
It's really us trying to bring an academic lens and sort of research interest to the fact that our prosecutors, at the end of the day, we trust them with as much power as we do because they're democratically accountable. Now, in the federal system, that means that they're appointed by the president and then confirmed by the Senate, who's also elected. But in the states, they're usually directly elected. So here in North Carolina, the district attorney is an office that's on the ballot every 4 years. And so voters have to decide whether to keep the district attorney that they already have or to vote him or her out and get a new one. The problem with that is, first of all, I think a lot of people don't realize that their local prosecutors are elected. More importantly than that, I don't think that they appreciate all of the important stuff that prosecutors do. Prosecutors are really powerful individuals. We all think that the legislature controls what's legal or illegal, but the prosecutors play a big role in that too. There are too many crimes on the books for them to enforce the law every single time that it's broken. So they have to use what we call prosecutorial discretion to figure out when to bring charges in cases where maybe the law was broken. So I'll give you an example of that. A few summers ago, when James Comey got called before Congress to testify about why it was the Department of Justice wasn't going to bring charges against Hillary Clinton, he told Congress that even though there was this federal law on the books about mishandling classified information, the Department of Justice only brought charges if there were some other facts that suggested the person had done something wrong. So either if there had been lots and lots of material involved, or if the person had also lied to investigators. So it's kind of a big deal because that tells us that the Department of Justice isn't just enforcing the law as written. They come up with other criteria. And if James Comey had never had to testify before Congress, people would have no idea what those other criteria are. Part of what we're trying to do at the Prosecutors and Politics Project is study the fact that there's this discretion, try to figure out what that discretion is, and then also look at the extent to which the public, when they're voting, understands these important decisions that prosecutors are making before they cast their votes.
Because of the overload in the court system, most cases never get to court.
The vast majority of cases are plea bargained, right? They're settled right off the bat. But a whole bunch of cases, the charges are either never brought in the first place or they're dismissed before they get to trial. And it's really hard to find out information about those cases. A voter who wanted to learn more information about what his or her district attorney was doing would never be able to get information about the charges that weren't brought in the first instance. And prosecutors don't have to explain to anyone why the charges were dismissed. So the voters wouldn't be able to know why it is that the prosecutors are making the decisions that they are. The exception for this, of course, is really high-profile cases. Sometimes when you see voters do something at the ballot box, right? So you've got the Duke LaCrosse case. The district attorney in Durham was voted out because voters saw what happened in that case. They thought it was mismanaged. But one thing that happened was that the voters said, no, we want you out. And the little bit of research that's been done on prosecutor elections suggests that it actually takes these really high-profile cases that show up in the media for voters to pay attention to what their district attorneys are doing. Because most district attorneys just get reelected again and again, and they often don't even face challengers. If we say we give all this power to prosecutors because at the end of the day they are accountable to voters, it's a little hard to make that argument if the voters don't really know what's happening.
Thank you for listening to Focus Carolina, sponsored by the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. To hear more interviews, visit chapelboro.com and click on WCHL On Demand or visit unc.edu.